now, you've got your Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Well, it's now officially less than 1 month to Christmas. And I know for some of you it's all squeeze and little joys, but to a lot of people, it's just work. They are the people who make sure that the tree is up and the turkey's cooked and there's cookies and there's decorations. And yes, they love it, but it's a lot of work. So to all those people, I say, take a rest now and again. Sit back, enjoy an hour of lovely Celtic music, and just let it all go. Now, we left our show last week with Darlene Corey. We're starting our show this week with Rachel Corey, this time by Keela.
Thank you.
Celtic Jazz from Scotland with Alba's Edge, but they do get around on their album Run to Fly. They managed to make it to Willard State Park. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. Now here's Cassie and Maggie, the McDonald sisters from Halifax, and Jimmy's.
Check 1, 2. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Surely you must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
December 18th at the St. James Hall, renowned for their quality of musicianship and as great entertainers. Van Django's variety show is a festive Christmas mix of nostalgic favorites, jazz standards, pop tunes, classical elements, and sing-alongs, plus a few surprises, all delivered in a swinging gypsy jazz style. There's even a Christmas CD for those folks wishing to take memories of the concert home with them. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, calcopirate.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists, and ladywholivesdownthelane.com. You are listening to Celt in a Twist, where we deliver the best Celtic music. I'm Patricia Fraser.
It's amazing how dark it gets when you go underground. You come up and feel like you've been found. With every little light, you wanna leave this town. People above, people below, life where no one should go. So it's a mystery.
Celtic trad, and it wasn't half bad, but you'd kind of like a chart with songs young at heart, like a contemporary list from Celt in a Twist. Check out our monthly top 10 at worldbeatcanada.com. It's Celtic with an old soul for the young at heart.
But you can't be young forever. That's against the laws of the universe.
You've got your Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Mm.
想是把夏季比阿玛蒂亚布鲁巴桑德尼阿玛蒂亚布鲁巴桑德尼阿玛蒂亚布鲁巴桑德尼
celebrating the petite fille de la campagne. Before that, Ozair, they are from Montreal, and they're saying the sun ain't down, but if it was after 4 o'clock in the afternoon in this kind of time of year, yeah, the sun is down. It is dark and cold. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Now here's Kate Rusby and The Blind Harper.
Have you heard of the blind harper, how he lived in Hogmaven town? He went down to fair England to steal King Henry's wanton brown. And first he went unto his wife with all the haste as go could he. This work, he said, will never go well without the help of our good grey mare. Said she, take the good grey mare, she'll run o'er hills both low and high. Take the halter in your hose, leave the foal at home with me. His man went to England gone, he went as fast as go could he. But when he's got to Carlisle gates, who should be there but King Henry? Come in, come in. his shoes. Down the stairs he did creep. Straight to the stable door he's gone, with a tread so light as light could be. When he's opened and went in, he found 30 steeds and three. He took the halter from his hose, and from his purse he did not fail. He slipped it over the wanton's nose and tied it to the grey mare's tail. He let her loose at the castle gate, she didn't fail to find her way. She went back to her own cold fall, 3 long hours before the day. Then in the morning, at fair daylight, when they had ended all their cheer, behold, the wanton brown had gone, so did the poor blind harper's man. Oh dear, alas, said the blind harper,
people celebrate their anniversary with pomp and circumstance, but old blind dogs celebrated their 18th year together with psychopomps, which I guess is pomp, circumstance, and a little bit of psychopaths. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I do promise a whole lot more Celtic music coming up. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hey, world, this is Michael Franti.
This is Kanan.
Fuhal in the Dark.
Gogo Bordello.
Hi, I'm Natasha Atlas.
Greetings, this is Daniel Stevens.
Justin Adam.
This is Steve Riley of the Mamu Playboys.
Talvin Singh, you're listening to Free Range Radio.
Steve Berlin.
Cesar Rosas.
We're from Los Lobos, and you've discovered music with no borders and no boundaries.
This is Gal Cote, the best artist in the world. Come home to World Beat Canada. Join me for a ride on the global side with World Beat Canada Radio.
Go peacefully, go to the door and fly with me.
Sketch come from the Isle of Skye. That little tune was called The Welker. And I spoke before about how early it gets dark here in Canada, but in the summer, especially in the north part of Scotland, the Isle of Skye, it stays light until very late at night. And people move into sheds, they call them. They're actually like little cabins, and they celebrate all night. Now, Manran, they appreciate that. They've written an ode to the Scottish summer called Lathama.
Clouds of hot things, green and charged as sheets. Fall along the man of chin from the yard, the whole thing in the art. I'm not in love, I'm not in love, I'm not in love, I'm not in love, I'm not in Walk at in your guy. Oh, my, and in your life. And I know it's more grand. Oh, my, and in your life. That he must go on to the brand. I had a house of wine and water. And the poor and your even horse. And the body can move your boat in the morning. And I'm sure the team had reached. Oh, my, and in your mind. I saw his cute on the I'm a baby. I'm a
tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is The Lowlands of Holland from Jim Moray. But first, this thought to ponder from Johnny Ball. There isn't a single windmill owner in Holland who doesn't have a second job for when there is no wind.
On the day that I was married, I lay in my marriage bed. Up came the bonesy captain, stood at my bedhead, saying, "Arise, arise, new wedded man, and come along with me to the lowlands of Holland to face your enemy. Now Holland is a lovely land, and on it grows wild grain. It's a lovely place of residence for a soldier to remain, where the sugar canes are plentiful and tea grows on each leaf. I've never had but the one sweetheart, and she's far away from me. But may I go along with you across the raging sea, or else forget your order and stay at home with me. But your waist, it is too slender, love, to perish in the foam. So I must do my duty and leave my love at home. But I'll cut off my yellow hair, man's clothing I'll put on, and I'll dress myself in soldier's grey to be your serving man. But the trumpets, they are sounding low, and them we must obey, for the Queen's in want of men on deck, and I cannot answer nay. Said the mother to her daughter, "Leave off your sad lament, for there's men enough for those at home to have their hearts content." And the raging winds began to blow, and the seas began to roar, and the captain and his gallant ship were never seen no more.
Hope you're enjoying these fine Celtic selections we're bringing you, and we have a few more yet. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart just like a laurel grew twisted around itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. 'Cause what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. Between those who use their neighbor and those who use a cane. Between those in constant power and those in constant pain. Between those who run to evil and those who cannot run. Tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. And what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got.
You do with what you got. Well, Christina and Quinn Bachand have loads of talent, and they've done a lot with it and traveled a long, long way. Thanks so much for joining us today on Kilt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Cal Capare Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat. We are going out with the Young Dubliners. I don't know where you're going, but I hope you'll follow me up to Carlo. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Get up!
Well, up McKay, your old, your base, your brutal low, your oldest case, and then was Williams, Tom, your Blake, sent you to the fern. And Grace said victory was sure, soon a fireman he'd secure, until he met Hecklin below, a big McHugh will burn. Curtis Lair, Lord Kildare, Fleek will do what Fleek will dare, Elvis William of a care, Fallen is his title, up with Halibut, out with sword, on we go, my boy, the Lord, big McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Calo. To Clonard, there's been the flow of Saxingar, oh, your Rory, Yoga, Morris, and the Bill's Day. Hey! White is sick and grey's led, now but black was William's head, we'll send it over dripping red for Lisa Henderley. Curse the swear, Lord Kildare.
the Malay flesh, you'll learn the English tales, they are the children of the Gael, beneath the worm's banner. A rooster of a fighting stock, who would you let a Saxon cock out upon an Irish rock, fly up when we treat the manners? Catch the slayer, Lord Kildare, Vic will do a Vic will dare, Elvis will you never care, falling is a straddle, up and out of it out with sword, on we go for by the Lord, Vic McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo. Catch the slayer, Lord Kildare, Vic will do a Vic will dare, Elvis will you never care, falling is a straddle.
Communications.